The war on drugs being waged in the Philippines by President Rodrigo Duterte has cost at least 3,000 lives and drawn widespread criticism from other countries. Not so much at home, though, and that's mostly because of Duterte's track record as mayor of the southern city of Davao. Michael Sullivan has more.
Not that long ago, Davao was a largely lawless city on the largely lawless island of Mindanao, known more for its Muslim and communist insurgencies than Krispy Kremes.
Is your receipt, please, your change? 63 pesos. Thank you, miss. Have a great night.
Without Duterte, this Krispy Kreme, this mall, probably wouldn't be here. Without Duterte, says Vicente Lau, Davao probably wouldn't be one of the safest cities in the country.
He made it that way.
Lau is chairman of the Mindanao Business Council. He remembers what it was like during the communist insurgency when Lau was a contractor.
There are days that I have to fish out bodies from the scaffolding in our bridge side because they were executed upriver, no? And they get stuck in there and I have to fish them out. It was really bad. The guy might be not a sweet talker, but he gets things done.
And part of getting things done means lots of rules in a country where most are gleefully ignored. There's an anti-littering ordinance, a 10 o'clock curfew for minors, and you can't smoke in public. And in Davao, the president's war on drugs isn't new. It's been policy for 20 years. And extrajudicial killings aren't new either. There were more than 1,000 during his time as mayor, most drug-related.
He's very serious, he's very firm in his decision to not allow any drugs, zero tolerance on drugs in the city.
Police Chief Inspector Ronald Lau, no relation, offers an example. A gram of methamphetamine costs about 4,000 pesos in the capital, Manila. Here, he says, it costs more than twice as much because of the added risk and danger of being killed.
911, is your emergency?
Another Duterte innovation, Davao's 911 Emergency Response Center. Next door, a surveillance operation, technicians monitoring hundreds of cameras around the city, and all of it, says Supervisor Emmanuel Holdon, is Duterte's vision.
He always has this in mind that you cannot guarantee development if your peace and order or safety and security is not guaranteed to all citizens. So that is a prerequisite prior to really getting real development.
And so is empowering women.
His heart is bigger than his mouth. He's not perfect, but he's doing his best for the women and children.
A women's development code, a center for victims of domestic violence, a children's welfare code, all municipal firsts in the Philippines, says Jeanette Ampog. She runs Talikala, a local NGO that helps sex workers and trafficking victims. And about those sex workers, Duterte has unofficially decriminalized prostitution in Davao, despite a nationwide ban.
Because the president believes that these women are human beings and deserve to be protected. And they're only doing this to earn something for themselves and for their family.
But Ampog does disagree with Duterte about something.
One is the respect for the rule of law.
She supports the war on drugs, but is uncomfortable with the extrajudicial killings, both here while he was mayor and those nationwide since he became president. But she's in the minority. Davao journalist Adita Caduaya says Duterte's campaign promise was simple. If you elect me, I'll do for the country what I did in Davao.
The criminals, they fear him. But the law-abiding citizens, they love him.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Davao.